Thank you for coming over. I really, really want to keep this job, and I've been running low on ideas, and I know that you like to write too, so I thought maybe we could collaborate a bit. Yeah? What's that? The name of my... Oh, I didn't tell you. Or you didn't know. I'm kind of a big deal online. Sorta. Well, my articles are. The AP? No, I don't write for them. I work for a more modern publisher. What kind of articles? No, not reviews or interviews or current events or opinion pieces. I write lists. Oh my God, shut up. They're not worthless clickbait. They're really, really popular. No, seriously, I get like millions of hits like all the time. My recent top 10 eyeliner tricks got shared a lot. And hey, stop looking at me like I'm some dumb bimbo. I don't only write about makeup. And even if I did, so what? Here, check out my portfolio and you'll see I'm not some airhead. Seriously. Or if those aren't your thing, you can check out some of my fiction. They're in that folder on the desktop. But just don't be a jerk, okay? Which one? Oh, wait, no. Don't look in that folder. This is so embarrassing. That's my script folder. Well, they're for people to say their audio scripts for GWA. You know that thing on Reddit where women will post pictures of their tits and guys compliment how nice their smile is, or you know, they show their ass and guys say, "You look like a nice girl." It's kind of like that, except people record scripts like these and geez, stop asking all this stuff. I know you're just trying to embarrass me and I blush easy and... Okay, fine. I've actually been writing a piece on this, so I can just read you a draft of that. It should clear up any curiosities you may have. Maybe it'll help you see that I can be a serious journalist. Women listen too, but I'll skip to the part you really want to hear about. Let's see if I can't make you blush, yeah? How men visit this website to listen to recordings of women speaking, calling, sighing, and moaning, and coming. And they use those sounds to get off. And they jerk their fucking cocks to it. And they stroke their cocks and run their hands up and down the shaft. They usually close their eyes and picture the sometimes mundane, sometimes absurd, very often amazing and wonderful scenarios that are being described. They do not stop touching themselves until they reach the climax, until they come, until they shoot their hot, sticky cum high up in the air. At least that's usually the case. There are also, you know, other people that will instead encourage their listeners to bring themselves right to the edge of orgasm and then to stop and to deny themselves and to bask in the tight, uncomfortable feeling of their heavy, full balls churning with warm, hot, sticky sperm and their bodies silently begging for release. This type of recording is often part of a subset of sexualized audio referred to as FDOM. Many males enjoy listening to females that will boss them around or curse or degrade them It's varying levels, but the gist is that they enjoy a woman who can control them, and who revels in that feeling of power she gets from talking down to a man, showing how superior she is, how easily she can control and manipulate them. The way she can use a few simple words to make a man fall under her spell. Or to be more direct, the way her voice and tone can make them really fucking hard. Wait, why are you smiling? Why are you breathing like that? You want me to publish that? But people might think it's really weird, won't they? Oh, they might not, huh? Oh, wait now. Is it that? Do you mean they might think it's really fucking hot and be inspired to read my scripts? To listen to the recordings? And they'll maybe really get off on it? They'll be so bothered they'll have to start touching themselves, even if they're at work or on their commute. And they won't be able to stop. Not until they come really hard. Oh, I don't know. I mean, oh, wow. Is that, are you hard right now? Yeah, I thought so. It's too bad I'm just some stupid fucking bimbo. Just some airhead who doesn't know how to write good. Because otherwise I'd tell you a really good fucking story. Oh no, I heard that request. I just didn't hear the please mistress part at the end. Better. Now say it again. Yes. Yes, this is nice. I'm gonna tell you a little story then. Oh, and so you know, you do not have my permission to take that thing out. No. That would be highly disrespectful. But if you were to rub your hand gently over your own thigh, and if that caused you to have a strong reaction, I wouldn't be offended. And besides, I'll have my back turned in case you get shy. Shall we begin? I bet you're expecting this to be like my usual writing, right? The top 10 places to shoot your load. Number 8 will shock you. Or no hand blowjobs are making a comeback, and here's why. Something like that? No, not quite. Although for the record, my top 3 places to have men come would be my face, my chest, and the... Well, I'll see if you can guess the other one later, After the cut, as it were. But no, my writing is a little more, well, you'll see. So, it's late at night, and you hear a knock at your door. You know who's on the other side. But before you can let me in, I quickly ask you to keep the door shut. And the moment you hear my voice, you wanted so badly to open the door, to greet me, to embrace me, to take in the beautiful creature this voice belongs to. But still you comply, or rather, you feel compelled. You feel as though you must obey my request. No, sweetie, no, you can't let me in again, you know that. You know what that does to you. We put you in there for a reason, for your own protection. I have to be strong. You have to help me to be strong, because I do want it so badly to allow you to see me again, to let me in, to lose control of yourself like you always do. No, baby, don't beg. You know we can't. Not so soon after the last time. You know that even just a little touch, it would be too much for you. You know how I am, how different I am. And if a man hears my voice and they become helplessly, shamelessly aroused, the power and the pressure and the need, just keeps building and building until they're driven nearly mad. And if I touch a man for even a moment, that tension, it's all over. No foreplay, no fun, delicious teasing buildup. They just release instantly, overwhelmed by my sexual aura, thrust into near coma of euphoria. When we first met back in my village, the locals who worshipped thought this was a gift, that I was touched by the gods, the way that I would bend over the strongest warriors to my will, even though you can resist for slightly longer than most. We can never really have a normal union, you know? We will never get the chance to lie with each other. Your hardness filling me completely, rolling and thrusting until we both collapse as you shoot your seed deep inside of me. But that's fine. I'm not sad or resentful. No, I don't know such things. And I can't miss what I don't know, can I? And surely, it's the same for you. You can't miss being between these legs, your shaft buried to the hilt, covered in my sweet sweat, gripping my shoulders, desperately trying to reach further, deeper, and harder. So I moan your name and urge you on. The sweet sound of my voice, the intoxicating aroma of my scent, driving you wild, because you've never felt that either, not physically. But my words, they do something to you too, don't they? They can transport you to a place like that, to a memory, in a daydream. And you can hear me describe how hard you are, how soft my skin is, and how sexy I am. And that yearning you feel, maybe it can be even better than the real thing. When you hear me, when you hear me doing this, when you hear me touching my body, my soft hands gliding over my curves, groping my breasts and teasing and exploring every inch of myself. You can pretend that it's you out here, and you're the one touching me, making me say these things, making me hot and making me flush, making my breath rise and fall, making me sweat, making me so fucking wet. And I want you to be a good boy, though. It isn't healthy for you to come so many times in one day. Not the way you do with me. On me, on my tits, and on my face. On my smiling lips, painting their soft, flush tones white. No, no. Don't grab at yourself. Don't pot yourself. Don't unzip. Don't take out that hard fucking cock. Don't stroke, don't spit, don't jerk yourself up and down to the rhythm of my soft, panting moans. And don't masturbate, don't come. Oh baby, you can't come, you can't release. You can't blow your load, don't think about me, don't think about me. My mouth on you. Blowing you, catching you, swallowing you. Smiling like a little whore as I greedily take your load. Do you promise me that you won't? That you won't touch yourself? That you won't come? That you'll resist? Do you promise you'll be strong for me? Long for me? Hard and ready for me to open this door and make you barely resist it, and I need you to stay, I can hear you, you know, I know that you're not resisting it anymore either. But at least with the door between us, you should last, what, 30 more seconds? Perhaps I'm being optimistic. I think you won't last to the count of 10. No, don't stop. I know what I said, but don't fucking stop. Don't resist. 10, 9, you aren't going to be able to hold it back, are you? 8, 7, don't try to hold it in, you're not strong enough. I'm the strong one. I'm your goddess and you will obey me. 6, 5, 4, oh, you're about to burst. I can feel it from here. 3, 2, oh, you're so close. Don't resist. Don't deny it. Just relax and let my voice and my scent and my naughty words get you off. Focus on my voice. The image of my body in your mind. Picture fucking me like you know I want you to. Like I know you need to. Don't stop now. Don't you stop either. That's it. I hear you stroking too. Yes, you sitting behind me. I hear you rubbing yourself through your pants. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. I want to hear you. I want to hear you moan. I want to hear you when you release. I want you to show me how irresistible you find. Show me how turned on you are, how helplessly aroused you've become, so horny, so intoxicated with lust, you can't resist shooting off in your own pants. Oh God, I want that so bad. I want you to show me how fucking hot I make you. Will you show me? Will you? Will you show me how hot I make you? Show me how good it feels to listen to me, to hear me tell you dirty things. Damn you, begging for your cum. Oh, baby, I want it so bad. Please come for me. Show me you love my whispering, moaning. Show me you love peeking down my blouse and my soft tits. Show me how you wish you could spread my thighs apart and shoot off deep inside of me. I'm so fucking wet right now. You just slide right in. Please. Please show me. Don't think, don't hesitate, just come for me. Do it now. Do it now, let me see you come. Show me. Oh, wow, you actually did it. I've never seen a guy do that in person before. It looks like you really made a mess. Did you like my story? Good, I'm really glad you did. Okay, now get the fuck out. No, you can come back later. This was fucking hot and I do want to do it again, but I'm still so pissed off that you didn't believe that I was a good writer. So it's your punishment. You have to walk back down to the bottom floor and make your way through the labyrinthine parking lot to your car, go home and change. And it's unlikely you'll avoid some stairs, walking around in your cum-covered pants. But hopefully not by anyone that you know.